Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's time to go pretty much around the world in 15 minutes. It's the 3-4-3, three local stories, four headlines from all over the world, and three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start with the local. Number one, Gabriel Wiese. He is an Atlanta United Academy player who has recently broken into the Atlanta United 2 side in MLS Next Pro. He was named the Rising Star of Match Week 7 for his performance last Wednesday in a 2-2 draw against Carolina Core. Gabriel had a goal and an assist in that one. He was not supposed to start. Remember, last Wednesday, Sean De Silva was traded. I think that trade was announced at about 9 p.m. That was the middle of the second half. Sean De Silva was supposed to start for Atlanta United, too. Gabriel Wiese was going to come off the bench. So his first start in MLS Next Pro is in a situation where he wasn't expected to when the day started. He wasn't expected to when he arrived at the stadium, and he delivered with an assist on the opening goal and then a goal that put the team ahead. Later equalizer from Carolina, but we say really good performances in this past week. The Twos went on to draw on the road at Cincinnati on Sunday. Two straight draws. They won one shootout. They lost the other one. So a 3-point week for Atlanta United too. They're next in action on Saturday night in Huntsville, Alabama, against Huntsville City. All right, number two, it is Georgia High School Soccer Tournament action right now. We're in the Sweet 16. Scores from the girls in 4A, 5A, and 6A that played tonight. I'm going to move around a little bit on scores that have been reported as of now. Brookwood, they moved to 18-0 with a 1-0 win at home over Campbell in the Sweet 16 in 6A. Roswell also moved to 18-0. They won big 10-0 at home over previously one loss, Lakeside DeKalb, in 5A. Harrison, 1-0 win in 6A over North Gwinnett. Walton, 9-1 at home over Mountain View in 6A. North Oconee, they won 2-0 over Northview in 4A. Alexander, they went on the road to Houston County and won 4-1 in the 5A state tournament. Pope needed penalties to do it, but they got past McIntosh after a scoreless draw in 5A. Pope, the number one team in 5A, won on penalties at home to advance to the Elite Eight. Habersham Central, 5-2 winners at home over Kennesaw Mountain in 5A. Stars Mill, they keep rolling on in 4A, 3-0 win at home over Westminster. St. Pius, 4-0 win at home over East Forsyth in 4A. Lassiter, they went on the road 1-2-0 at Chamblee in 5A. Alatoona, 2-2 draw with Pace Academy tonight, but Alatoona won in penalties 6-4. They move on to the quarterfinals. And one of the defending state champions from last year, West Forsyth, 4-1 winners tonight against Hillgrove as they try to defend their state title. Boys in 4A, 5A, and 6A play tomorrow. It's number three on the local stories. Here's some of the games that have jumped out to me as I will be watching the scores tomorrow. I'll be watching firsthand. We're going to be in Peachtree City tomorrow night on the SDH Network. A battle of two top five teams in the state in 5A. Johns Creek, they travel to face McIntosh. Kickoff is at 7:30. You can listen to our radio call at soccerdownhere.net. Just click listen on the homepage. Also tomorrow night, One Loss Dalton, they host Pace Academy in 4A at Harmon Field. One Loss Grayson, they host Meadow Creek tomorrow night in 6A. One Loss Woodward Academy, they host Sprayberry in 5A tomorrow. Rome is hosting Jackson County in 5A, Duluth and Harrison in 6A. Pebblebrook, the only team that beat Dalton this year, they host Norcross in 6A. River Ridge, they've been ranked as one of the top teams in the country this spring. They only have one loss on their record. They host Chamblee tomorrow in 5A. It's another one-loss team, Clark Central. They host Kennesaw Mountain, a state champion from last year. That's in 5A over in Athens. Undefeated Marist, they host North Oconee at 7 o'clock tomorrow in 4A. Lambert won a state title 2 years ago. They host Campbell tomorrow night in 6A. Campbell lost in the state championship game to Kennesaw Mountain last year. And Midtown, just down the street from us at Colony Square, Midtown hosting Blessed Trinity tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in 4A. All right, four headlines from around the world, part of the 3-4-3. Let's start with Liverpool. Now, I said it in the opening segment. I think Luis Enrique has been the best coach in the world this season. Arne Slot right behind him. He won the Premier League title in his first year with Liverpool. Third manager in Liverpool history to do that. The fifth in Premier League history to win the title in their first season with a club. It's really hard to follow a legend. You typically don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who follows the guy. Slot did incredibly well following Jurgen Klopp, who won Liverpool's first top flight title in 30 years in the COVID year in 2020. Klopp was also brilliant in how he set the table for the fan base to support their new manager. I thought Jurgen Klopp on his way out was nothing but class at Liverpool, and it helped Arne Slot be successful. One of the other things that Slot did to be successful is he took his philosophy and how he wants to see his teams play. He adjusted that to the team that he had that he walked into at Liverpool and the way that they played under Klopp to find an easy like onboarding process for everybody. And it's worked incredibly well. They started the season so well, Liverpool. They might have dropped off a little bit because of something that they need to work on for next year. We'll get there in a second. Mo Salah, maybe the best season in Premier League history. He is tied for the most goal contributions in a season. He's played 34 games. He's tied with Andy Cole and Alan Shearer, who did it in 42 games. I think he's going to break that record sometime in the next few matches. The club's re-signed Mo Salah. They've re-signed Virgil van Dijk. They will likely have to replace Trent Alexander-Arnold. They're going to have to add some depth to a team that didn't rotate very much this season, and maybe that's why the end of the year wasn't quite as good as the first half of the year. It's also a team in Liverpool that's going to have big expectations in Europe. They always do with the Reds. Also going to be the favorites to win the league going into next season. They were nowhere near the favorites coming into this year. How they handle that pressure is going to really start to define the Arne Slot era at Liverpool. Number two, looks like the Carlo Ancelotti era at Real Madrid is done, but things have gotten complicated over the last few hours. It looked like at the start of the day, it was all set for Carlo Ancelotti to leave Real Madrid and take over the Brazilian national team job. Brazil has wanted Carlo Ancelotti for over a year now. Looked like they were going to get him. However, I wish I had Filip Dujic. However, on the mic like a VAR. Carlo Ancelotti, the verbal agreement between him and Brazil has been done. But Real Madrid, not happy about how things have been going on. They don't want to pay any exit fee for Ancelotti's salaries under contract through next year. Brazil doesn't want to pay any money to get him out of his contract. Brazil, according to reports, is now going to look at Jorge Jesus, who is manager of Al Hilal. Brazil wants to get somebody in before the June World Cup qualifiers. That means whoever the manager is that they try to get in needs to be out of their club at the end of the season. Well, Real Madrid and Al Hilal are playing in the Club World Cup here in this country this summer. How is this going to work? Especially when you don't want to spend any money to get people out of contracts. That's probably not going to work very well. On the Madrid side, They've been linked with bringing in Xabi Alonso of Bayer Leverkusen. That's probably the favorite in terms of who would replace Carlo. One of the former legends of Real Madrid. He won a Bundesliga title, breaking up the Bayern dynasty. Didn't have as great of a year this year, but he's punched above his weight at Leverkusen by far. He would make a lot of sense. However, Jurgen Klopp's name has been floated in the Spanish media. Some board members at Madrid are hoping that he will be considered and have reportedly sounded him out on it. He's currently in a director role of Red Bull's soccer clubs globally, including the New York Red Bulls. So the telenovela includes Real Madrid, the Brazilian national team, Bayer Leverkusen, Al Hilal, Red Bull soccer all over the world, Carlo Ancelotti, Xabi Alonso, Jurgen Klopp, Jorge Jesus. Man, that's a lot. That's a lot to try to deal with in this telenovela. And there's probably a few more twists before Madrid makes a decision, Brazil makes a decision, Carlo makes a decision, Xabi Alonso makes a decision, Jorge Jesus makes a decision, Jurgen Klopp makes a decision. Yeah. Welcome to the global drama of the game. Number three on the headlines. I'm sure we'll be talking about that drama next week. Number three, the UEFA Women's Champions League. Arsenal's women turned around a 2-1 deficit from the home leg in France. They went to France. They give their men's team hope, who has to try to do this now next week. They won 4-1 at Lyon after losing 2-1 in the home leg. They advanced to the UEFA Women's Champions League final, where they will face Barcelona. Barcelona's going for the three-peat. They're going for four titles in the last 5 years, and they look like major favorites to do it. They dominated Chelsea 4-1 in each leg of the semifinal, 8-2 on aggregate. Barcelona's a monster, and they're trying to do something that no club has ever done. Ever. So their senior youth team won the UEFA Youth League on Monday. They beat Trabzonspor of Turkey. So the senior youth team has the UEFA title. Their women now in the final trying to get the UEFA title. Their men in the semifinal, they play tomorrow against Inter, trying to get the UEFA title. No club has ever won the men's, the women's, and the youth in the same year. Barcelona on pace to do that. Even with all of their telenovelas, and there's a whole bunch of them, and there will probably be a whole lot more headlines about Barcelona's chaos between now and the start of next season. We'll talk about it here on AST. On the field, can't really argue with it. They could have all the UEFA titles by the end of the year.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Number four on the headlines, Wrexham. A lot of people have watched. Welcome to Wrexham. They have done history now. They have become the first club in English history. I know they're Welsh, but they play in the English league, so follow with me. They've won three straight promotions. They've ensured now that they will finish in the top two in the EFL League One, so they will move up. They'll be in the English Championship, the second division, next season. Now, no team has ever risen from non-league, the conference league, to the top flight in successive seasons. It has never been done. So being outside of the fourth division, going to the top flight, it has never in the history of the sport been done in England. Swansea got from the fourth tier to the top flight in 5 years, in 1977 to 1982. Luton Town, they climbed from non-league to the top division over a 10-year spell. Be completely uncharted territory if Wrexham can advance out of the championship next year to get to the Premier League. Remember, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney bought the club for $2.5 million in 2021. Felt like it was a joke at that point. It's not a joke anymore. They're going into the second division in England, and they are in a situation where if they finish after a playoff, or if they advance in finishing in the top two, moving into the biggest league in the world. They're that close after a $2.5 million lottery ticket that they bought. Now, the jump to the championship is huge. I think the jump from conference to fourth division and fourth division to third division, much smaller jumps. The jump from third division to second is a big jump because you need Premier League level talent to get past clubs that were just relegated from the Premier League, like Leicester, for example. Can you recruit that in the offseason while maintaining the culture of the club, which has been an, you know, all for one, one for all kind of idea? It's not easy. It's going to be very difficult for this group now. I think the job has gotten that much harder, but what they've done, three straight promotions, absolutely incredible at Wrexham. Really cool story. Three things that make me smile, in addition to Wrexham. 3.5. I'm smiling about Wrexham. Number one, their official match in competition, their first ever game, the U.S. Women's Futsal National Team won tonight in the CONCACAF Championship 7-0 over Honduras. Peachtree City native and Stars Mill graduate Carly Banks was the first ever captain in official competition for the U.S. Women's Futsal National Team. Sarah Martin had a hat trick. They play tomorrow night against Costa Rica. You can watch it at ussoccer.com. Number two, I talked about it earlier in the 3-4-3, the excitement building around the state for the high school state tournament. Seeing teams like Habersham Central, seeing teams like Toombs County, seeing teams from all over the state of Georgia make runs in the tournament's my favorite thing about how the game has grown in this state over the years. It's so cool. And number three, random one, it's International Dance Day around the world. My favorite all-time goal celebration that included a dance was Roger Milla from Cameroon in the corner of the 1990 World Cup with the corner flag. He said it was totally spontaneous. He didn't plan it. It just happened after scoring a goal, the oldest goal scorer in the history of the tournament. Totally joyful. One of the great moments in World Cup history. I don't know. Maybe Atlanta United needs to find a way to have a dance with the corner flag on Saturday. Fingers crossed that somebody gets to break out a Roger Milla dance. We'll be on the air at 1:30 for pregame coverage. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz will get us started. 2:55 is the kickoff time. Mike Conti and I will take over Atlanta United and Nashville SC. After that, Atlanta United's unified team hosting Nashville. Probably about 5:30 is the start time there. Stick around and watch it if you're in the stadium. You can watch it at atlutd.com/live if you can't stay in the building and watch it. Myself and Madison Cruz, along with John Nelson and Joe Freihoffer, will have the call for you there. And I'll be back next week for another edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Thank you for spending some time with me this evening. Adios, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.